News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Men must speak up about the grief of losing a child. That's the message of our next guest, Ian Lawton, whose son Hank died just one day old in February 2011. Ian, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Could you take us back to that time, Ian, and tell us a little bit about what happened to baby Hank?
Hank was born on the 1st of February 2011, 10 years ago. And it was, as any father, any parent can imagine, one of the greatest days in your life. It's a very special and time for celebration. But sadly, Hank was taken to the special care baby unit immediately after he was born. And the very next day, he died. He didn't make it. And this is something that happens every single day in special care baby units all over the country. And it's a sad reality, but something we as a society brush under the carpet, as it were. As you know, that when a spouse loses a partner, they become a widow or a widower. When a child loses their parents, they become orphaned, but there's no language for a bereaved parent, particularly a parent of infant loss. So we don't exist really, you know, and it's a tough club to be a member of. Nobody wants to be a member of this club, but it's a tough one to be a member of, because the reality of it isn't just in the aftermath. It remains with you for the rest of your life. It's been 10 years, and it may as well have been 10 minutes ago when it happened.
Look, what you went through is, as you say, it's every parent's worst nightmare. And I think everybody listening today, particularly those who are parents, can understand how difficult and relate to how difficult it must have been. You tell us about the period afterwards, in terms of the period of bereavement, and you encountered some difficulties.
Yeah, I mean, I went on a very self-destructive path. I found comfort in food. You know, it became almost like an addiction to me. In the aftermath of Hank's death, the only place I really found comfort was through comfort eating. Was you know, you'd go to wait for people to go to sleep in the house, and you'd sneak out to the chipper, and you'd order so much food that you'd ask for an extra fork because you're too embarrassed to admit that that's all for you. And then you feed yourself, you know, late at night. And that adds up. That adds up. You know, I became morbidly obese. I stopped weighing myself at around 25 stone, which is 350 pounds. You know, I was on a course to death.
So what changed? Was there one moment? I know you went to a men's bereavement group. Was that the key turning point for you, Ian?
Finding a bereaved men's group was certainly one of the myriad things that pointed me in the right direction, and one that I go back to as a definite key thing. And I was sitting at a table with other fathers. We sat down. We all told our stories, and what I realized at that meeting was that we were all telling the exact same story. It was just with different characters, names, and events. You know, it was the first time in 7 years where I didn't feel alone. You know, and I left that meeting with a smile on my face, and really, honestly, felt like a weight had lifted. It was profound.
It sounds absolutely profound. You began to run. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that was completely by mistake. I had never intended to run, but you know, after I left that meeting, and it was around the same time where I did make a big decision about how I related to food and lost pretty much half my body weight within 10 months. So I was out one day walking my dog around a bog near to where I live. And I was much lighter. I was I had lost, you know, over 10 stone in a very short period of time. And I just found myself running. And I was elated. And I started laughing out loud while I was running, like this Aegis alone on a bog with his dog laughing like a fool running. And I went to the sports shop later that afternoon, and I bought the cheapest pair of running shoes I could find that were on sale, because I thought, you know, it wouldn't be that big an investment, you know, if I never used them again. You know, I put on the shoes and started teaching myself how to run by running for 10 seconds at a time, and then walking for 30 seconds, running for 10 seconds. And I built up to the 5K distance over about 3 weeks. And then just over 2 years later, I just completed 10 marathons in 10 days.
Wow. That's finishing pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, finishing on Hank's 10th birthday, which was the whole point. Yeah.
Yeah, very poignant and very, very fitting. There's a message I think you want to get across to other, particularly male listeners this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, what for 7 years, essentially, I hid away within myself and was on the verge of death. That's how much of a debilitating effect it had on me, by not admitting it, by keeping it to myself and not seeking help. And because that group of fathers, that meeting that I had, had such a profound effect on me, that I just want to encourage other dads, bereaved fathers who are hiding, you know, who are not acknowledged and are expected by society to be a man, to grow a pair, whatever the heck that means. And my philosophy now is to speak up, not man up, because whatever this man up thing is destroying men.
Ian, it's a fantastic message. And just very finally, before I let you go, you know, you did that extraordinary tribute to Hank of the 10 marathons in 10 days. You've got something planned as well for your 50th birthday.
Yeah. The Kerryway Ultra is this coming September. It's in 6 months from now. It's Ireland's longest trail race, ultra marathon. And that's my plan, is to do that. I've signed up and I've got 6 months to get myself in shape for it, because I wasn't expected to live to see 50. And I like that quote from the Shawshank Redemption: either get busy living or get busy dying. And I've done a lot, been very busy dying now, and I want to just enter my 50s in the best, you know, physical and mental shape of my life.
Well, Ian, listening to you, I've absolutely no doubt you will achieve that, because you sound like the kind of man who, when you put your mind to something, you achieve it. And thank you so much for sharing your story with us this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for being so open and so honest with us as well.
And thank you for inviting me on the show. And I am fundraising as well throughout all this. And if people would like to support me on my endeavor, to please visit runningforhank.com. And I'd appreciate that. Thank you.